Okay, Donna, now let's go into the next phase of this. Okay, we've got our shelving, we've got our room. Now let's work on supplies. Okay?
Okay.
Now, starting off, we don't need, we'll have gardening supplies out here in the garden.
Yeah.
Should we have backups upstairs then?
Things like shovels and rakes and forks and...
There's just brand new ones sitting up there for when we need it.
Yeah.
How about our seed supply? Is that critical for both vegetables, fruits, and herbs?
Yeah, I should say getting fresh ones every 2 years.
Fresh seeds every 2 years?
Yes.
So, say we're in scenario case A, and the situation doesn't escalate into B, and we should just go ahead and utilize that seed and replenish.
Yeah, in any situation, that's what you should do, is replenishing the use.
2 years for seeds?
Yeah.
And how about with dried beans and rice and that kind of food staple?
With that as well, 2 years.
Okay.
And also, I have a translation from Pia's last statement in CAT.
Me too.
And it is, I humbly beg forgiveness. I kiss your butt. But I will have food for you soon.
No wonder it took so long to tell.
Yeah, that's why he is in hysterics at the moment.
Oh. Now then, we've got the... what about the water and stuff? Is that going to take a lot of weight and problems with the storage of it up there?
That's why we... designed it the way we buy. They go on the ground shelf.
Okay.
But they have to be sealed tight.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done any backpacking?
Not really.
Serious backpacking where you take everything you need to live and put it on your back and go for a walk, a long walk?
We need to practice this summer, John.
We need to.
Real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Some desolation stuff.
Would you be interested in going backpacking this summer in the desolation?
Yeah, area? I would be very interested in that. Okay. I need to start learning these skills. I'd like to do that, even if this doesn't all come out.
Well,
I'd like
you're
to
natural.
In the
you're
world.
A natural for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it you can do so much book learning, but hands-on experience
mm-hmm.
in that type of situation is invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been in the woods all alone and almost frozen to death.
Well,
know?
There's only so much book learning you can do with dealing with Mother Nature.
Now, as long as we're on the subject, what about mountain bikes, cross-country skis?
Yep, they're coming ahead.
Is more viable means of transportation mm-hmm. than our conventional gasoline engine?
I think the cross-country skis are a good idea when you think about.
Yeah.
And I got to learn how to do that.
Well, it's easy. You'd catch it right away,
yeah. Stuff. I can do it already on regular skis.
You get it right away.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How about horses and livestock? Should we
have a place that you should know where that when you can't get hold of them?
Or how to take care of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I can take care of horses.
I mean, and I'm not just asking questions for Russ and our household here, but there's other people that I'm associated with
yeah.
that need this information, and it's invaluable.
That's awesome.
Another thought here, we are going to be working with others as a community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not just going to be whoever happens to be here in the house and our supplies that's going to be all dependent on. We're talking about a basic core group of people
yeah.
living in many different houses, depending on each other for the same stuff, no matter what scenario we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, some of these skills that we're looking at that we need to learn are stuff that we can pass on to others who have not the necessary knowledge or ability.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, anything second. We can learn is not going to be useless
mm-hmm.
because we can always pass on to somebody who could use even better than we could possibly.
Mm-hmm.
On a more serious note, I need to bark off a tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Scenario C.
Yes.
Bark off a tree, scenario C. You got it, yeah.
You know, I was once told that every single part of a pine tree is edible.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Pretty much so, yeah.
You've never really starved to death up here.
Well, that's a funny thing about a disaster that happened in 1848. Well, winter of 1848 to 1847, is that they resorted to the worst form of survival, but yet food was all around them.
Yeah. The Donner Party.
Well, it's not a party I was invited to, and it's not a party I would have gone to. But I think we do have...
Mark and I have observed the outdoor cat eating pine nuts. Mm-hmm. Do the felines here actually eat pine nuts, and is that one of their survival staples?
Very high in protein, yes.
So they weren't just playing with them. They were actually eating them and ingesting them.
So he says yes.
Supplementing their diet?
That's something we can stock up on.
He is saying yes.
Why not? You can do all kinds of stuff with them.
And Russ, I think we have an answer to a long time problem.
What?
Oh, you know the project, whatever it is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think we have an answer to it.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, let's get serious.
Okay, I'll let you talk amongst yourselves while you discuss things.
I'm going to go into cold stuff. Too much tea.
Don't you go driving Mark's car now.
Okay. Now, another thing we need to stock up on is to use some of that storage space up there as a library.
Yes.
And pick up books on survival skills, basic engineering skills, healing skills.
Topomath would be handy.
A regular library. A regular library.
I'll be right back. Hold on.
Okay.
I'd rather figure.
You want to pause the tape real quick, Johnny?
Yeah, I got it.
Back on live.
Okay, we're back on live, huh?
Yeah.
Last but not least.
Oh, by the way, wait, before you go down.
Uh-huh.
Johnny and I were discussing the possibly putting a nice library in.
Survival books. Yeah,
the whole nine yards. Engineering skills, which I would like you to possibly recommend to us at some point in the future here.
Oh,
or give us an okay on.
Okay.
Ooh, what?
Got to go.
Yeah, man.
I'm being paid.
Okay.
But I've already got questions next week. It's a good session. Glad Mark took that nap.
Hi, Tia.
Hi.
What's up, babe?
Oh, all sorts of things.
Excuse me, I'm going to kiss your butts.
She wasn't meant to tell you. I was laughing about it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad she did. Prior to me memorizing the little phrases of yours.
Now, chee chee.
Uh-huh, right, forget that.
Oh, Amber, are you going to come next week? I'm personally inviting you.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll send Buster down to pick you up. Or this Buster here, whoever.
We'll be on Tuesday
now? Mm-hmm. Okay, who would you like to pick you up?
It doesn't matter.
Whoever's working in the car is best, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, any one of us can do it.
Okay, whoever. Okay, I've got to put on the heavies. Or heavy.
Uh-oh, here comes the mall.
Okay, bye, Lo.
Okay. And I went through the desert with a horse with no name. It felt so good to be out of the rain. La, 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 la.
A month and you welcome change.
Watch it, Sonny. If I could come down there right now, I'd fuck you up. No, I'm too good of a mood. I'm horny. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. You horny little.
I should go find Mark.
I haven't left yet.
Well,
yes,
you will.
I have.
Go find him.
Yeah.
You corn dog, you. You
wench.
Greetings and felicitations. Greetings, Amber. Greetings, Donnie. Greetings, Apprentice Communicator.
Greetings, them all.
Greetings, them all.
Okay, let us proceed. And how is the New York Wild Bunch coming?
My family is quite strong and quite good, and they are continuing with the preparation.
Okay, so they are becoming the hole in the wall gang. Who is Butch? And who is Sundance?
It's hard to say at any given time. I don't even know if I'm going to be in a position to rejoin them or where I'm going to be when one of these scenarios happens.
Okay.
I might be here. I might be there. I could be anywhere.
Okay. Now down to serious business from the humor of the Wild Bunch or the Hole in the Wall game. Okay. Questions, please.
I'll let you guys take this time.
There's been numerous sightings in around Mexico and Mexico City, and I'm wondering if it is friendly UFO activity
or unfriendly. Mainly friendly.
There seems to be a large increase of activity in the whole southern hemisphere. Are you right now beating up operations, so to speak?
We are not. We are monitoring the situations and filtering out hostiles as much as possible. Occasionally, and unfortunately, some of our vessels are spotted and reported in your popular press. The pilots responsible are dealt with in situations like that do not arise as often.
Is part of our perceiving your activity more and more due to our technology?
Yes. But it is not just us.
But you are continuously monitoring us.
Correct.
And intervening?
Whenever necessary.
Go ahead, Amber.
On the spot over there.
It's been puzzling me.
Let me get the spotlight.
There. Okay, Omar. We are dealing with the three various scenarios.
Correct.
And I wanted to ask you some of the results and outcomes of each of the three.
All three lead on very similar paths to a lesser or greater extent.
Okay.
The worst case scenario is a long time in reconstruction and therefore slows down the next stage in development. Situation B slows it down but not as much and again increases the delay in the spiritual development. Situation A, it proceeds at the current speed that it's going. A combination of A and B, as you correctly surmised, does in actual fact accelerate it.
Okay.
Am I correct in assuming that we are in scenario A right now as we speak?
At the very beginning.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No problem. All right. Now, you say that scenario A into B works for the best for us, theoretically.
Theoretically.
Okay. Now, how does that work on a spiritual development scale for those of us who are just on an individual level? As teachers and stuff, we work
Correct.
On those people who are dealing with the stress of the situation and
Correct.
Teach them?
Okay. Yes, in essence, yes. But it is a little bit more than that. Basically, what you are doing is by helping others, you are helping yourself in the process by being an ear that listens and gives good, sound advice. Then you are also a learner. And by learning, you learn that you can do better, and so therefore you feel better and you help more people, and in turn that makes you feel better and then better, so you learn more, and so on.
Now, do you perceive possibly that these sessions that we're having could lead to a larger group of people necessitating a larger room, possibly?
Possibly, yes.
Bigger pyramid.
Bigger pyramid, bigger room.
Right. I see what you mean.
Or same-sized pyramid, just bigger room.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. John?
You've overheard our discussions and our planning with our supplies.
Yes.
And we do have to deal with third-dimensional monetary situation. And as far as priorities, You would say number one would be the construction of the storage?
Yes, I would. Okay, now, Johnny and I were working on figuring out the best, easiest, and most available form of energy for the coming up time. And candles are not going to do the trick. Batteries will do okay if we have like little solar juices, but how do we power?
There are many different ways of power.
Right, well, we don't have wind to really speak of as much as we'd like to do our job for us. And water is not going to be viable because we don't have close enough to a water source that's flowing.
That's why you construct one.
Construct one.
You have a two-story house or almost three-story house.
Yeah.
You have a reservoir at the top and it pours down. And in turn, turns a turbine. It generates power, and it uses less power to transport it back up and around.
Oh, I see what you mean. So it's a self-sustaining device.
Correct.
Turning it an energy. Oh, okay. And the speed of the water controls the speed of the turbine.
Correct.
Wow, that's... plan I hadn't thought of. I can pick up parts for that fairly cheaply, too. Okay, so the only trick is just filling up the reservoir.
Right. Preferably a large reservoir.
Now, how is the water transported back up on top, though?
Through a pipe that leads back up.
I mean, how is it pushed back up?
You use part of the energy that is generated.
Right.
And that is used to pump it back up.
Oh, so you just... I see a pump is hooked up on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Johnny, you missed that. It's incredible. The self-sustaining pump system to apply the energy. We're not going to get much juice out of it.
But it would be enough to power an electric light.
What about solar? Incorporating solar?
Yes, that would work.
Passive solar preheater, possibly?
Mm-hmm.
For the water?
Could we incorporate both systems together where they would interact?
Yes. Very much so.
Do we have this technology and information available?
Readily available.
So, okay, I've got access to some of this information. So we should just pretty much use the alternative power sources that are available to us.
Correct.
And
yes.
That we know of.
What you could do for generating power by using heat convection is on top of your chimney. You could put a set of blades which is turned by the heat connected to a dynamo. You fire up the fire, you generate electricity. Not only are you creating heating for the housing, but you are also creating electrical power.
So with the combination of hydroelectric, solar, hydroelectric and thermoelectric, would the systems basically be combined with what you described?
Yes, they would all be combined together.
Well, the thermoelectric would be run by the fireplace. How would that connect up with the others?
Well, when you're not using one, you're using another one.
And when? And
I see.
We would
so in other words, at night when there's no solar, we're heating the water up with the thermal.
That would be windy, of course, right.
Oh, okay.
And all these things that you're discussing, I could incorporate on the ranch in Sedona.
Correct.
And my family could also incorporate in our hole-in-the-wall gang, back east.
Yes.
So pretty cheap power.
Yeah. There's people out there right now that are selling power, excess electricity, back to the electric company.
Now, Amal, in each of the scenarios that we've discussed, scenario A looks like the most possible for continuing the power that we currently use now. So it would only be to scenario B that we'd have to go to these measures that we're discussing.
Correct, yes.
But to have them available, we could use them even in scenario A and save not only money, but in power outages.
Correct, yes.
And they share in this technology among others that we're working with probably be the best bet.
Of course, yeah.
And we can also incorporate these technologies in a backpacking, really extreme scenario.
Yeah.
Using black bags and solar showers and evaporation. It's evaporation water units are and relatively easy to...
And also mirrors, too.
Oh, yeah, for solar cooking.
And how do we incorporate mirrors exactly?
You create them at such a kind of angle that they reflect and focus on the central focusing point.
You can get 2,000 degrees out of those things.
Yeah, well, I know you can...
Magnifying glasses and so on.
Paint a can black and make it into an oven.
Sure. Okay.
Any other suggestions for us as far as things we've overlooked tonight? You've covered the library. You've covered medical supplies, survival supplies.
One thing that we didn't touch on in our survival supplies is water purification tablets. We did discuss the distillation system.
Mm-hmm.
Should we have water purification tablets available?
If necessary, yes.
Okay. It's something I don't like to leave home with.
Well, if we are having to bring water up from the lake,
you want to purify.
We could have the distillation unit, but we could also that way purify the water.
It and utilize it quicker.
Okay, right. Cool. Okay. And then, of course, we're going to be getting help from you throughout all this mess.
Of course, yeah.
So that'll be really nice.
Okay. It seems that you are ending up on your questions.
That's it for me.
Young lady? Tony?
Is there anything that we're not doing right now that we should be, that you can perceive?
Expanding your knowledge on alternative engineering equipment.
Okay, I've got access to some of that information. I'll expedite that.
Russ, last question.
Well, Kara was talking a lot about surgical stuff. I would assume surgical techniques would be really high on the priority of learning.
Basic
surgery. We're not talking about going into somebody's stomach and trying to remove appendixes, or are we?
No.
Okay, we're talking about pulling out bullets and fixing up
broken
deep cush cuts and bones. And
I've got a good background
lacerations. And
I've never sewn anyone up.
A knowledge of that would come in handy.
Yeah.
Well, also, oh, never mind. That's my last question.
It was worth a try.
It was worth a try.
Okay.
Farewell, Mom.
Thank you for your
live long, prosper, and I'll be back. I'll take the Uzi with 9mm laser sight. Team, one to beam up.
But there's an awful lot of knowledge out there about
fish oils, all sorts of interesting things.
Drying them, smoking them.
Yeah,
but I don't like smoking them. When you inhale, you tend to cough a lot.
I have a hard time keeping her head lit when I try and smoke them.
Yeah.
The scales clog my pipe.
Okay, your turn to make a comment, young lady, about smoking.
Anything.
I believe we're almost out of paper left.
We're real close.
We're getting down to that point. We've got maybe 3 minutes, 5 minutes left, something like that.
We can have idle chit chat, man.
Oh, good. Let me get some hot something.
I was going to grab it, but I didn't think we were going to have another cup for some reason, Rush.
Kiri has their own ideas and stuff. But I look forward to talking to you next week. Looking forward to it. If you bring some notes and questions that you want,
answered, and all sorts of things Kiri and myself are willing to answer.
Yeah, I start keeping track of questions. Yeah.
Now, we can't tell you what's going to happen in the future. We can give you probabilities, which is what we did tonight.
I don't think it's good to know for sure, anyway.
Nah.
Yeah.
Now, Tia, well, Mom was mentioning that our future, we'd best serve by actually going from level A, or scenario A, to scenario B.
Yeah.
I can't quite understand why, except for the fact that it draw people closer together from going one minor catastrophe to a bigger catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. The people will draw together from what they perceive as a major catastrophe, but in actual fact, minor catastrophe, it draws them together, and they're already together for the major catastrophe.
So what happens if C happens?
Oh, dear. Everyone's fucked? Yeah. Yeah. Run for the hills.
At least you go as one big group.
Yeah, but they're coming from the hills. Okay, if you see the hills, run the other way!
And with these scenarios, doesn't the term survival of the fittest come into play here?
Yes,
isn't this going to be a natural thinning
of
the population?
I think it's survival of the most prepared.
Well, I'd like to ask, and maybe I should wait for next week, but I'm not sure if Tahoe for me would be a good place for me to be when all this happens. I don't know. What part of the country?
Somewhere that is sparsely populated, somewhere that has easy, defensible area, somewhere where you can retreat and disappear into. Mm-hmm.
To me, guess where that sounds like?
No, it sounds like my family's place back home to me.
I don't know what that looks like.
Oh, God. You got to go back there. You got to check this rush. I mean...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why do you keep on calling them Rush?
It's a nickname. Like, Mark calls me Ace.
Oh.
And lately I've been calling Mark Sport.
I thought it might
but
be like...
Rush, it has a lot to do with him being a communicator.
Oh, like Mr. Rush Limbaugh.
No, this is Mr. Rush Hatfield, which is on a whole different level than Rush Limbaugh.
Liberal Democrat.
Yeah, he's on the other extreme of the political line, but he is probably a lot more intense and every bit, if not more, intelligent, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think I keep up with conversation with Rush. I tried.
No, I don't listen to Rush. I prefer Liddy myself. The G-Man. But there again, Mr. Limbaugh does have some very interesting points. But
yes, he does.
As stated in the past, first of all, he is a entertainer.
Okay, but your question was me referring to Rush as Rush.
Yes, Hush the Rush.
Not associated with Rush Limbaugh. That would be an insult to him.
It'd be an insult to both of them, actually.
Yeah, it'd be an insult to Rush Limbaugh, for sure.
Yes.
And then I can't figure out, if Liddy was such a good burglar, how come he's advising people on how to shoot ATF agents in the head?
Because he sees ATF agents as a rogue agency now.
He might use them as competition.
Probably, yes. But he does play good music that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the start of each segment, he plays a piece of music saluting a particular branch of the armed services.
Which one?
Well, whichever one it chooses to be of that day.
Very patriotic. Well, that brings me another question. I mean, we're doing different scenarios here.
Uh-huh.
And each one of these A, B, and C that we've got going, we're not taking into account the militias. Now,
yes, we have.
Yeah, is part of the, external forces that... The private armies, right. But that's only in scenario C that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they become
most prevalent.
Right. What about the other two scenarios?
They play a little role, but nothing major.
So A, they become stronger. B, they become stronger yet.
And C, they become dominant.
Dominant. Got it.
Yeah, I think the tapes are just about ready to run out.
That's fun, darling.
Yeah. I gotta go.
Bye, love.
Talk amongst yourselves.
We will.
See ya.
Bye, love.
Fear. What about fear? That should keep him up.
Yeah, that would be so far right. Okay.